Paul is writing. That's Titus. I'm sorry, Philemon. Philemon. We'll read verse 1 to set our context. Again, Paul is writing Philemon, a brother who lives at Colossae. And he's going to write to him concerning an escaped servant, Onesimus, who has gotten saved. And Paul's sending back. But Philemon 1, verse 1, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Now tonight we're going to pick up in verse 6. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Father, thank you for your word. Please teach us. Please direct us. Give us clarity, guidance, and direction tonight. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all can be seated. Okay. That's quite a statement. It's quite a statement there. And really, everything from verse 4 to verse 6 is really one continuing big statement. It says, I thank my God, I'm making mention of thee always in my prayers, comma, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, semicolon, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Okay, so let's define some things real quick. Communication. Most of the time when we think of communication, we think of talking. Talking. And that's just one element, one part of communication. The word communication means the act of imparting, conferring, or delivering from one to another as the communication of knowledge, opinions, or facts. And in the Bible, to communicate means also to meet the needs of someone. When you communicate, you're transferring either knowledge, opinion, fact, or even goods and services, things like that. That's what it means to communicate. All right. The word effectual. Effectual means producing an effect or having the effect desired or intended or having adequate power or force to produce the effect. All right. So what's he saying here? What's he saying to Philemon? He says, verse 5, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual. So Paul had given thanks to God for the love and faith that Philemon had toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, as we just read. Philemon had faith, but how was it to be communicated? Think about it. He says, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual. Paul wanted the faith that Philemon had to have effect, to have effectual power. And it has that by being communicated, all right? It has to be communicated. So think about it. How was this faith to be communicated? Well, how is thought communicated? Think about it. Because faith, if I was to ask you how facts are communicated, you tell them. How money is communicated, you just distribute it. But you know, a thought, you don't see a thought. So you communicate it. How do you communicate thought? A thought is communicated by words. That's how you communicate a thought. By words, both spoken and written. Well, how is faith communicated? By deeds. By deeds. A thought is there. It's there. You've got the thought. But if you want to communicate it to others, it's got to be in words, spoken or written. Faith, there it is. You have it. It's there. How is it communicated? By deeds. By deeds. Take your Bible, go to James 2. James 2. James 2, verse 14. That's what works and deeds do. They communicate a faith that's there if it's real. James 2 verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? And we know that, of course, saving faith can, but if it's true saving faith, it should be expressed and communicated by deeds. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? In other words, he says, look, if all you have is this nice feeling towards someone, that's not going to do a thing for them. If it's real, if you really feel that, it'll communicate itself in ministering to their needs. If you have real compassion, it'll communicate itself in doing something for them. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. In other words, if a person has real saving, because think about it. Abraham, I'm going to multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. I believe you. Well, you can't see that belief. You can't see that. It was real, it was there, but you can't see that. But when Abraham took Isaac and delivered him up, believing that God would bring him back from the dead and was going to kill him, that's, you can see that. That's something you can see, okay? Rahab believed, but it was translated into action as something you could see when she let down those spies. There was action with it. In other words, but it's not that anything we do. It's faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ that saves us. But if it's a real faith, it will be translated into deeds and acts in our lives that prove it is there and show it's there. All right, take your Bible. Go to Galatians 6. Galatians 6. Galatians 6. Verse 6. Just some use of the word communicate. Galatians 6, 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. You know, somebody helps. Paul puts it this way in another place. Somebody helps you spiritually, then you minister to them in carnal needs as it comes up in that kind of manner. In other words, somebody helps you spiritually, Paul says, well, turn around and help them physically. Communicate. They communicate to you spiritual things, communicate to them in all good things. It's that transferring. Take your Bible, go to Philippians 4. Philippians 4. Philippians 4. Verse 14. Philippians 4, verse 14. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Paul had some needs. They communicated to it. They met that need. Now, ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not that I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. Okay, go to 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6. Verse 18. 1 Timothy 6, verse 18. That they, talking about rich brethren, those that are rich, that they do good. In verse 17, charge them that are rich in this world, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. And he's not talking about words. He's talking about, look, they're rich. They're rich brethren. Praise God for that. He's saying, Timothy, tell them that they need to be quick and ready to distribute, to communicate what they have to meet the needs of others and help them. You don't force them to do it, but you tell them they need to do it and should come from a willing heart. Go to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13, verse 16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Brethren, when someone has a need and you can fill it and you communicate to that need, that kind of thing is well pleasing to God. And so, but as far as the way it's used here with Philemon, faith, how is faith communicated? How does it become effectual? When you transfer it into deeds. Again, you have a thought. Well, how do you communicate that thought? God didn't make us mind readers. So how do you communicate a thought? You put it in words, spoken and written. You have faith. If it's real, how do you communicate it? How is it made effectual? By deeds. By deeds, by action, by works, by deeds. Okay. So Paul desired that the expression of Philemon's faith by good deeds might produce that most important and greatest effect of all, that of bringing honor, glory, and thanks rendered to God in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll say it again. Read what it says. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual. How? By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So I say it again. Paul desired, what he wanted was the expression of Philemon's faith by good deeds. He wants to see that it might produce that most important and greatest effect of all. And that being honor and glory and thanks rendered to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, God would have it so that if we have real saving faith, it would translate into good deeds in the name of Jesus Christ so that God gets honor and glory. Listen, that's the whole thing, that God gets honor, that God gets glory, and men glorify His name by our lives. Brethren, we are either causing the name of Christ Jesus to be glorified or cursed. When we name the name of Jesus Christ, we are either causing His name to be glorified or reviled. That's why, brethren, listen. And I want to say this tonight. It is a big responsibility to wear a Scripture shirt, put Scripture on your car, or in all kind of ways. That's a huge responsibility. Do you understand? I'm all for it, brethren. I'm all for it. That's why we do those things. But that is a tremendous responsibility. In fact, I want you tonight, if you don't get anything else out of this, I want you to pause and take serious consideration to the implications of when you put something of Christ and His Word on your shirt, on your car. And I'm for it. I'm for it. But that is serious stuff. Because now you are publicly owning the name of Christ. So your behavior then is going to reflect directly on the Word of God and on Jesus Christ. So, brethren, if you and I act in irresponsible ways in our vehicle or in our daily dealings, you're reflecting on the Lord. And you're either causing somebody. Brethren, see, if you'll go out of your way to do right, then somebody will be like, that's a Christian. Or if somebody's able to say, yep, Christian for you. Yep, there's a Christian. Man, I can't believe the way they just treated that waitress. Man, I can't believe the way they just treated that person behind that counter. Man, they just went. You know, it's one thing if you make a mistake and cut somebody off in traffic, you're like, I'm sorry, you know, versus just kind of like zooming on. I mean, seriously. And you got that stuff back there. Well, people will. It's a heavy, rather, I think sometimes we don't realize how heavy a responsibility it is to put a Scripture shirt or stuff on our cars. I'm for it. I'm telling you, I'm for it. It's good. But take very serious the responsibility of it. Because we are reflecting on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? It's serious stuff. All right. Because we want, the Lord wants it to work that people, through your life and my life, people are supposed to look at us and see us, and God gets glory. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. How? By good works. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and know that they're done in the name of the Lord and glorify your Father. God is to get glory. And so that means people, our lives, if we name Christ, are either glorifying God or causing people to go like, yeah, right. Don't need none of that. That's a heavy responsibility. Take your Bible. Go to 2 Corinthians 1. 2 Corinthians 1. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 11. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 11. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. So Paul was hoping here, again, that by, again, communicating, helping others, thanks would be rendered to God on their behalf. And that they could be a source of God getting glory, thanksgiving rendered to Him, acknowledgement. That's what God would have in our lives. Go to 2 Corinthians 9. 2 Corinthians 9. And verse 10. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Listen, it's not just a matter of helping somebody. God gets thanksgiving. God gets honor. God gets glory. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. And by their prayers for you, which long after you in the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. When you and I will have good deeds, good works, help others in the name of Jesus, help the brethren in the name of Jesus, God gets honor, God gets thanksgiving, God gets glory, and that's what matters. See, beyond just somebody getting helped, greater than that is God gets glory. God gets glory. That's the whole thing. We are supposed to glorify Him. Glorify Him. Our lives should be conduits of blessing rendered unto God, thanksgiving rendered unto God, honor rendered unto God. We do that by helping others in the name of Jesus, giving Him the honor and glory, giving Him the credit, and God gets glorified. That's the ultimate thing. Go to 1 Peter 4. 1 Peter 4. Verse 11. 1 Peter 4, verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. Why? That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Brother, when people see, when people see the saints being there for one another, helping one another, encouraging one another, being there for one another, God gets glory. Because you let people know, well, look, it's what Christ has done in me. On my own, I'm a pretty selfish person, pretty self-centered. It's Christ. He gets glory. He gets honor. And He's the one that deserves it. All right? Go to 2 Corinthians 4. Verse 15. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. When something redounds, it's like it bounces back. It throws it back. And the idea is that through the thanksgiving of many, it might redound or bounce to the glory of God. See, that's the thing. You always want that. You always want any glory. Boom, put back to the Lord. Boom, back on Him. Back on Him. That He gets it. Because it's all because of Him. And He's the one worthy and deserving of it. Look here. Go back to Philemon 1. Philemon, verse 6. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So Philemon's communicated faith produced the good effect of bringing glory to God as he reflected that glory to the Lord. He just redounded it right back to God, reflected it right back to the Lord, and others gave glory to God operating in and through Philemon. Brethren, it should be that you and I say, no, it's all the Lord. It's Him. It's all because of Him. Not a thing of me. Half the time I get in the way. Half the time the whole task is just Lord trying to get me out of the way. It's all Him. It's all Him. And then you're giving the glory to God. And others then give glory to God as they see the Lord working in you. As they see the Lord working in your life. God gets that glory. Take your Bible. Go to Galatians 1. Galatians 1. There was a fellow one time that was holding some evangelistic meetings, I think in England. And man, that thing was just hitting a brick wall. It wasn't going nowhere. Just boom. Just, man. And he was like, Lord, what? What is the deal? What is going on? What is the deal? And as he went around town praying and meditating, he saw these posters and banners everywhere. Come see here, evangelist so-and-so. Come here. And you know, and he's like, the Lord spoke to his heart and says, right there. They're putting the glory on you and not me. And he went in and he told them, he goes, tear them down. Pull those posters down. Get that stuff down. Stop that. He said, listen, get this glory on God. And from what I read, it turned the thing around. It turned the thing around. Brother, there's a danger in that. There's a danger in lifting up and exalting. You know what Paul said? We're helpers of your joy. He said, who am I? Who's Apollos? In other words, he's saying, we're not anybody. And those were apostles. These were nothing. These were helpers of your joy. God's the one to get all the... And brethren, that's why... You would think that, Lord help us, but a people that like to glory in the fact of being a Bible believer, which, amen, it's supposed to be, but would be willing to see that the thing about flattering titles and things like that are not things that saints should be giving themselves to. But yet it becomes a thing of like, doctor this, you know, that kind of, I don't know, brother. It's not healthy stuff. I don't believe it's healthy. I don't believe it's healthy things. The Lord is to be getting the glory. The whole essence to be about Him. Galatians 1, look at verse 23. But they had heard only that He which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which once He destroyed. And they glorified God in me. They didn't glorify Paul. They didn't say, wow, that Paul man, he's really... No, they glorified God in Paul. Brethren, people should be glorifying the Lord in us. Now, for them to do that, He's got to abide within us. And if He does, we need to let Him manifest Himself in our lives that He gets glory. Go to 2 Corinthians 9 again. 2 Corinthians 9. Verse 13. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. Again, God getting glory. Go to 2 Corinthians 10, verse 17. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Glory in the Lord. That's safe for you. It's safe for the person who is ministering to you. Give God the glory. It is because of Him. Take your Bible, go to James 1. Again, James chapter 1. Verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of His own will begat He us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Brother, look here. We are there to give glory to God. He has done, listen, the things that are good and right came down from above from the Lord. It's not us. It's us trying to get out of the way and let Him do it. And He gets that glory. So again, in Philemon verse 6, when Paul tells Philemon that the communication of thy faith. So how do you communicate faith? By deeds. A thought's communicated by word. written or spoken. Faith is communicated by deeds, by works that show that faith is real and it's there. And by communicating that faith, it becomes effectual. It produces the intended end result. And that intended end result is that God gets glory. Not just that somebody gets helped, but that God gets glory. That God gets glory because he's worthy of it. And he gets that glory by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Notice every good thing. Every good thing. Well, what did we just read in the book of James? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, not a shadow of turning. So the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Every good gift and every perfect gift from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. If it's good and it's right, that thing, if you're a child of God, every good thing in you is from the Lord. It's him. And brethren, it has nothing to do with your abilities, your education, your intellect, your this, your that. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. God don't need us. God don't need us. We need him. I heard about a man one time who preached a message. Kind of a queer message, that's for sure. He preached a message and he said... One of the things was, if I was God, or if I was giving God counsel, why would you even do such? I don't understand even preaching such a thing. I don't even appreciate. And he said, I would remind God that he needs men. Exactly, brother, exactly. And it's like, what are you talking? Brethren, even though the Lord works through, he works through. Brethren, God don't need. I don't need anybody. God don't need us. All right? You know, and this kind of thing, you know, we're the only hands God's got, and we're the only... Look, I understand God wants to work through us. I understand that. But brethren, be careful. Be careful how you take that. Be careful how you take that. Brethren, we need him. You know, it's just... our attitude ought to be happy to be on board. Lord, happy to be on board, God. Just happy. God, I don't understand. I'm amazed you'd even, Lord, allow me to do anything for you and work in my life. And just, God, I'm amazed. Thank you, Lord. And give him the glory. And you can't go wrong with that. But how does that happen? Well, you communicate that faith by good deeds, good works in the name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, something has happened. Something's happened to where the mindset has become we communicate our faith by however many tracts we get out, however many people we witness to. I'm not against that. I mean, how can you be against that? But the problem is... But what's been pushed to the side is good works done in the name of Jesus Christ that give you the opportunity to have a witness and that back up that witness. But people today have heard so much that most time they're about to put a deaf ear. They're about to put a deaf ear. You want to make a change? You want to grab somebody, make a difference? Man, go that extra step, go that extra mile with the right attitude, do something for them and give the glory to God. And watch God provide an opportunity. Watch God give an open door. I'm serious, brother. Because what's happened is there's just this mentality of, okay, and so people are flooded with it. Everybody and their brother just about can tell you how to get saved. Everybody and their brother tell you they are saved. But, brother, nobody's seen the power of God at work. If people are failing to see the power of God at work, brother, that happens when we will take and allow God to work through us. And you, brother, you get that heart by someone seeing the love and the power of God manifest in your life. Going that extra mile. Having that long suffering. Being patient. Taking and doing those things in the name of Jesus Christ. And letting that provide the door for the witness and then to back up the witness. Makes all the difference in the world. Otherwise, what you get is, you get like the deal that Brother Chris was talking about. Where you got to now work through the false professions of these kids to where now they're even more confused than what they already were. I know Sister Megan was mentioning one of the girls that was talking to her one time, and she said, I have prayed and prayed. I've asked the Lord to save me how many times? I've did, you know, and so, brethren, what's going on is, though, they are not looking at their heart. They're not looking at their self. They're not understanding repentance toward God. And brethren, guess what some of the ramifications of that is? That means some people don't want to get saved. They don't want it. Maybe later on it'll take root, and maybe later on, but maybe a lot of times right now at the present, brother, and you know what? We don't like that. We don't like that. We want to see results. We want to see that stuff's in, that's not your concern. It's be faithful. Tell folks, but brother, what's missing so often are those good works done in the name of Jesus Christ with the right attitude, with the right spirit, long-suffering. Brother, that's the kind of stuff that can get through to somebody. Brother, somebody can tell if you look at them. Brother, people can sense if you're just looking at a notch on the belt. Just a decision rather than loving them. What happens, brethren, is when we'll do those good deeds, those good works in the name of Jesus Christ and give the glory to God, they'll give the glory to God. God gets honored. And the Lord Jesus said, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. You lift him up and he'll draw. Look, thank God for opportunity. You take those bumper stickers or shirts, keep it up. That's great. But it's a heavy responsibility. It's a heavy responsibility. Please continue it. But it just ought to give you pause as you pull that shirt on, as you drive that car out. I am openly, boldly proclaiming Jesus Christ in the Word of God. And people are going to look at my actions accordingly. Listen. Husband and wife, don't fuss in that car. All right? Or if you do, make sure that somehow you live, you know, I'm kind of expressive with my hands and all. Sarah's told me before in the car, or outside, we'll be out in public, and she'll say, Jonathan, you look like you're chewing me out. I'll be talking to her right now, and I'll be just, I'm real expressive, you know. And we'll be somewhere, you know, and I'll just be intense, you know. She'll like, you. So then I'll just real quick, yeah, you gotta give her a hug. Gotta give her a hug, you know. Gotta take and pull her over there. You know, just got something like. but you know, I mean, sometimes it can. Be careful about it. Be careful. You got Christ all over that car. You got the Lord Jesus Christ all over everything. You can. That's a heavy responsibility. I mean, it really is. If somebody sees you in line somewhere and you're going, what kind of two-bit dog and pony show they're running around here, man. This is pathetic. I can't believe this. Oh, this is just. And they hear you just complain. And then you got your car, got Jesus all over the, you know, and they're like, they'll look at you as a joke. But boy, if they watch you handle something the right way, if they watch you to where, I mean, brethren, it's the little things, and God help us all. But I mean, rather than you kind of like, make sure you got your place in line. Maybe it's kind of like, hey, man, you've been here for, you want to get going in front of me? Let me tell you something. They go out and see you get in that car. Had a little weight to it. I'm just telling you, brother. The whole thing is about you giving glory to God and God receiving that glory from others. And our faith is communicated by those good deeds. Brethren, you and I need to take, as much as we can, redound the glory and the credit always back to the Lord where it belongs. And so live that others will redound it back to him too. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Father, help us to understand and get a hold of the great importance of these matters. And Father, it's one thing to sit here tonight and listen to it. It's going to be another thing tomorrow when we're in that line. It's going to be another thing tomorrow when we're stuck in that traffic. It's going to be another thing tomorrow when something bad happens on the job. It's going to be, Lord, it's going to be another deal when it's reality, when we leave here. But Father, help us, dear God, to take these things to heart and act in such a manner, Lord, that you would receive honor, that you would receive glory. And Father, that our lives would cause others to render glory unto thee. Lord, I think it's wonderful, Father, that we can have your name and your word on apparel or clothing and on our vehicles. Lord, I think that's good. But Lord, help us to realize it's only good and it can only be effectual if our behavior backs up and gives glory to the name and the word that we uplift. Help us, Lord, to keep these things ever in our minds and walk in the light of them. And we ask this in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.